Get ready for warm and wet conditions for the rest of 2025. Earth Sciences New Zealand are reporting an 80% chance of La Nina conditions in its latest seasonal climate outlook that runs from November through to January. To discuss exactly what that means, Principal Scientist Chris Brandolino joins us. Kia ora, good morning, Chris.
Oh, kia ora, good morning, Ingrid. Wow, wet, not for everyone. Not for everyone.
Okay, well, for who?
The Upper North Island stands the best chance. So that's Bay of Plenty, Auckland, Northland, Coromandel. That's where the best chance. If we're going to see wetter than usual conditions over the next 3 months, we're thinking that's where the area is most likely to occur. There's a lot of uncertainty with the rainfall. These three-month outlooks, these climate outlooks, we call them. Look, we're trying to identify themes with temperature and rainfall, things like that, and they're always challenging. But this is especially challenging because we have a couple different climate drivers sort of fighting for attention and trying to understand how they behave and interact. And when one gives up to the other, that has been making things more complicated, you could say.
What exactly is La Nina?
So La Nina is a naturally occurring phenomenon in the tropical Pacific. It basically, you know, there's trade winds in the Pacific. If people have done sailing or if they've gone to the islands, you know, on a holiday, you'll notice that there's a nice breeze usually. And typically those are trade winds. And the trade winds blow from South America along the equator to Papua New Guinea. So they blow from the east to the west. And when we have La Nina, those trade winds accelerate. They get quite strong, stronger than usual. And that tends to pile unusually warm water well to the west of the international dateline toward Papua New Guinea and toward the Coral Sea. And conversely, near and east of the international dateline along the equator, the water is unusually cool. And when you have that set up, that has flow-on effects where high pressure is favored, low pressure is favored. And basically what it means for New Zealand is that we tend to get less westerly winds. Our weather typically comes from the west. But with La Nina, we see a reduction of that. And we see winds tending to favor the east and northeast. We're not quite there yet because back in September, above the ice where the penguins are in Antarctica, we had this thing called a sudden stratospheric warming event. Real technical nerdy stuff. But basically, at the very tippy top of the atmosphere, it got really warm really quick. And that basically resulted in low pressure storminess favoring the Southern Ocean, which is that big body of water between us and the ice down south. And that has been responsible for all this wind, all this active weather for the past basically 6 to 8 weeks. And that will eventually ease and will pivot toward a tropical climate driver, La Nina. But when that transition and how that transition unfolds, that is the source of the uncertainty.
Okay. But that could mean what some more, well, wet weather around the top of the country, those sort of tropical, what do they call it, atmospheric rivers coming down?
Yeah, exactly. So with La Nina, we tend to have more east to northeast winds, as we were just saying. And, you know, when you get an airflow coming from the subtropics or the tropics, you're going to bring, you know, you're going to get warm, of course, because air is coming from there. But you're also going to have that moisture. And that does increase the odds for big rainfall events, particularly the upper to eastern part of the North Island. Those areas are most susceptible. Conversely, areas over the lower and western South Island and to a lesser extent North Island, they tend to favor dryness. But we haven't pivoted quite yet. We're in the process of making that motion, if you will. So there's still going to be some lingering effects this month. And while it's settled and dry and nice now, as we get to the second week of November, about 5, 6, 7 days from now into the third week of November, so kind of the core of the month, we are expected to see another round of active weather coming from the west and northwest. Could bring some really heavy rain from parts of the country. We'll see what that if that unfolds, but it's going to be unusually warm. We're probably going to get a period of pretty wet weather. So those are some lingering effects of that what happened over Antarctica. And that sort of is an acknowledgement of that lingering effect. But eventually we should see more in the way of less westerlies and eventually more east to northeasterlies. So, yeah, big rain events, something we have to watch out for. More humidity, especially at night. This will be more of a thing as we progress through the next 3 months into December and January, particularly for the North Island.
And just, sorry, going back to that heavy rain you mentioned, are we looking at flooding events here in terms of the parts of the South Island that have been hit hard recently?
Well, it's tough to say which areas of the country may experience these heavy rain events, you know, 2-3 months away. But I will say The upper North Island is, as I say, is most susceptible. But looking ahead to the next week or two, there'll be a pretty big area of low pressure over the Tasman Sea, and that may put areas like the upper South Island and parts of the North Island under the gun for some heavy rain. So in the short term, we have to watch much of the country, including the upper South Island. Longer term, the upper South Island, probably not the area that's most susceptible to big rainfall events as you work our way through, say, December and January, when the effects of La Nina become well and truly established.
Okay. Enjoy the sunshine while you can. Thank you very much, Chris Brandolino there from Earth Sciences New Zealand, formerly NIWA.